Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening. This is Reverend Aaron, and this is DTW Ministries. Been a while since we've talked, and I've seen you guys on Facebook. We have had the broadcast going across the airways on our online radio broadcast, which is Blog Talk Radio, which we're syncing in now. So for our radio listening audience, God bless you. Good evening. This is the 1700th episode of Purpose Kingdom right here on Blog Talk Radio. Those that are on the radio are not available or able to get in on live on Facebook with us, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, 319-527-6091. We'll click you right in through our broadcast online radio program on Blog Talk Purpose Kingdom, 319-527-6091. Those who are on Facebook, come on, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tag them in, link them in to our broadcast. I believe the Lord has been speaking directly to us for the past, I'd say, month and a half or so. You know, and what I found out is that you dance with the woman that took you to the ball. That's a saying I picked up when I was back in grade school. But the one that got you there is the one you stayed with. You know, and when the Lord moves and gives me a word, I don't like jumping from word to word just so I can say I got a new word. I want to say what the Lord is saying to me, you know, and what he's given me to say to you, you know. And what I have realized is that the minister is the first partaker. So this is something that I also have to dive into and make sure that I'm grabbing and laying hold of, you know, as I give out this word to everyone, you know, because I have to be a partaker of what the Lord is giving me. You know, woe is unto me if we live not the gospel. Let's pray. God, we do thank you and we bless you for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you for this venue, God, of communication. Thank you for the ability just to speak your word. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for this day that you've made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would have your way. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. You know, as I continue to go and listen to news and talk shows and blog talks and TED talks and all kind of talks, and people seem to have it's a demographic of religion that seems to be permeating the airwaves, and everyone has a direct link or a direction that they go where they are following. Man follows his own heart. Man follows his own desire. Man following after his own inner God. I was kind of upset because the more I listened and the more I talked and the more we shared, the more I heard the same thing coming across the airwaves, you know, is that you search for God your way, I search for God my way. And we talked about this the last time we were on the live broadcast on Facebook when we came out of Matthew 7, you know, talking about the straight gate. And the Lord been having this on my heart because it's a desire, I believe it's a desire of the Holy Spirit to steer people away from religion and direct people into a relationship with God through the man Christ Jesus. We have to realize the Bible is a book. It's a history book. It's not just a history book. It's also a book of communication and a love letter from God to man. It's talks generally and basically towards the Jew, towards those who are called God's chosen people. But as we glean the spiritual insight and the teachings that we get from the Bible, we find that there's a link between this man, Jesus, and the relationship that we now have through the New Testament, through the New Covenant, through the blood sacrifices and death for our salvation. And for my Bible, now people believe what they want to believe, but I'm telling you what the Bible says is that there's no salvation in any other. And I was telling Robert that I might get kicked off the air tonight because I want to proclaim to you that Jesus Christ is the way to God. Now, see, this is where we get messed up, because the Bible also tells us, and what we went over last time on the broadcast, that many will come in that day and say, didn't we do this in your name? What? It didn't say the name of Christ. It didn't say the name of Jesus. It's talking about the name of Yahweh. It's talking about the name of Jehovah. It's talking about the name of God, or the names of God. Didn't we do these wonderful things? Didn't we do these marvelous works? Didn't we do these tremendous acts in your name? And what continues to bog my mind, what continues to weigh heavy on my spirit, is that the response that the Bible says, the response that Jesus said that God responded to them was, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you. That kind of twisted my mind up, because we have people that are serving God truly, wholeheartedly with their heart. They're following after God with their understanding. They're chasing after God, but they're chasing in error. They're chasing according to a doctrine of self. They're chasing according to the way of man. They're chasing according to the way of their own emotion, their own intellect, and how they feel and what works for them without coming to Christ. Let me tell you, there's no salvation in any other but in the name of Jesus. We follow Jesus because we believe in the virgin birth. We believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. We believe that Christ is the propitiation and the only acceptable sacrifice for the sins of the world. We believe that he rose from the dead on the third day. We believe that he descended and ascended into heaven and presented his blood as a sacrifice for the atonement of men's sins. We believe that he's now seated at the right hand of God of the Father. We believe, hallelujah, that day appointed by God, we believe that he's coming back again. We all know that something is coming. We all know that the end is coming. We all recognize the signs of the times, but do we recognize that you have to enter into the straight gate? The name and the title that we gave the title for is Good Intentions, because we have some people that are good intentions. We have good intentions. Our intentions are good. Our actions show forth good. We do things that are right. We do things that are godly. We do things that are respectable. We do things that are honorable. But do we do things that are obedient? When God is just saying, come to Christ, that you have to come in at the door. Can we broke that down in our last broadcast here on Facebook Live? Not on our radio broadcast, but on Facebook Live last month, when we talked about the straight gate. We talked about where Jesus said that those that come any other way, and the illustration and understanding that we gained from Scripture was him talking about those that came before, those that came and said they're Christ, those that came and wasn't the Son, those that came and wasn't the door, those that came and wasn't the acceptable sacrifice, those that came, hallelujah, and misled people away from God. The tragedy is that these false prophets, here even still, because I'm still in Matthew, I broke down some other scriptures for reference, but I'm still in Matthew 7, and it says in verse 15, beware of false prophets. Listen, which come to you in sheep's clothing. Beware of false prophets. Let me go back up to verse 13. And verse 14, enter you in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way which leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Then the very next thing, beware of false prophets. What? Why? Because we have prophets that are leading people in. They're leading masses in. They're leading individuals in. They're leading men and women in. They're leading children in. They're leading us in. But they're leading us in to the wide gate. Even when I'm reading this, and I'm assured of my salvation, it still blows my mind that there are prophets that are false. Now, we can recognize a false prophet who comes when we call ourselves Christians. Now, this is the clincher. This is what really hooks me in my mind. We understand false prophets when we hear people that are naming a name other than Christ, who are naming a name other than God. But what about those false prophets that have come that are naming the name of Jesus, still leading people, still leading masses into the straight gate, coming in the name of Jesus, coming in the name of the sheep, coming in the name of God, but leading the masses into the straight, into the wide gate, into the broad way, wherein, as God said, when they come and say, hey, we did these acts, how can you come in the name of Jesus? How can you say and declare the name? How can you serve the name of Jesus, but yet God says, I didn't know you. I don't recognize who you are. I don't even know your name. Since you better be careful. You better make sure of your salvation. The Bible says, enter in at the straight gate. Why? Because broad is the way. You hear it. Oh, everybody else is doing it. That's one of our cliches. That's one of our excuse mechanisms. Everybody is doing it. I'm not perfect, but are you not perfect, but are you striving? Are you pressing? Are you denying? Are you dying daily? My God, I'm going to tell you something. If you're not pushing, if you're not pressing, if you're not dying, if you're not applying pressure, I'm going to tell you, let Brother Aaron tell you, your flesh will do what it wants to do. I don't care how much in your mind you don't want to do it. Your flesh will be flesh. Your flesh will desire flesh until you press past the press of your flesh. You have to deny yourself. Him that wants to come unto me, let him serve. That's the first requirement. That's the first thing that God, that's the first thing that Christ says. Let him first deny himself. That's the first requirement, denying what I want. God, how do I come out of this wide gate entrance? How do I come out of this broad gate mentality and come into the straight and narrow? How do I get out into this mob mentality and come to an individual course with you? How do these things that are in my life become avenues of pursuit toward God? I got to tell you, they're avenues of pursuit. God bless you, Brother Mike, my mom. God bless you, those that are on Facebook Live. There's those that are listening. Listen, Proverbs 14 tells us there is a way. Oh, God, that seems right. Listen, there's a way. There is a place we can get. There is a direction we can go. There are things that we can do that seem right. They feel right. They smell right. They look right. They taste right, but listen what it says. But the end of it are the ways of death. This is a tragedy that is breaking my heart. The more the Lord just continues to impose this thing in my spirit, it's breaking my heart that we have such a religious position in our mind, that we have such a religious, that religion has such a foothold on our walk, that we think that we can just come as we are. Yeah, we come as we are, but we think that we can just do what we want and say we love God. Listen, the Bible says, this is the love of God, that you keep my commandments. This is the love of God. How do we know we love God? We know we love God because we keep his commandments. Listen to what the Bible says. And we do those things that are pleasing in his sight, not as those that we had in 1 Timothy that suppose gain is godliness. We're not looking for gain. Yeah, we want to prosper financially. Yes, we want to be in a good state financially. Yes, who wants to be poor? Who wants to be impoverished? Who wants to suffer in this life? Nobody wants to do that. But your desire, your chase, your diligence, your searching has to be for the face of God. It has to be for the word of God. It has to be for the life of God, because he is the vine and we are the branches. The branch cannot bear any life of itself except what? Except it abide in the vine. Oh, God is your life today. You have to recognize Christ is your life today. Christ is your life. And I say this, and I don't care how many people are on the line when I'm saying it, because I'm looking for those who will come across this message whenever God deems it that someone will hear it. But I know those that need to hear it will hear it. I need to hear it. I need to hear it because I don't want to be one of the 10 virgins that were foolish. Listen, they were all virgins. They all had lamps. They all had oil. They all were waiting for the bridegroom. But only 5 of them were deemed wise because they kept oil extra. They kept oil on the side. What are you saying? It's not enough just to come to the altar and say, God, forgive me, and then go back and live your life any kind of way. It's not enough. Because when the bridegroom comes, he's looking for those that are carrying substance with them. He's looking for those that are walking in preparation of his coming with them. Because what it says, when the bridegroom came, it was time to trim the lamp. It was time to get ready for those that had no preparation. Those that had no substance, had no oil, tried to borrow from those that did. Pray for me that I get it right. Keep me in prayer. We can pray, but when the bridegroom comes, it has to be your prayers that saved you. It has to be your prayers that kept you. It has to be your life that he's looking at, because he's not going to look at my life for you, and he's not going to look at your life for me. We have to stand before God individually. Listen, Christ in you. I have to say this, Christ in you. I'm going to say it again. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ being in us, we being reconciled to God, we having the Holy Spirit on the inside is the daydream of heaven. My God. It's the daydream, heaven daydreams, that we would come into the fullness of God, that we would come into the fullness of the measure of Christ that God has given to each of us. That you and I, when we look at each other, we see Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. I bless God. I thank God for everything. I can't help it. I have to be. There's a preparation in my spirit that won't let me be satisfied with me. I don't know. Maybe you love yourself. And I'm not a hater. I'm not out self-hating. I'm not out downing myself. I believe it. I believe that there is a perfection in Christ that we have to reach. That maybe that's just for me, and I'm not talking about perfect, because I believe there's only one that was perfect, and that was Christ. But I believe that there is a maturation, that there's a maturity, that there's a level of growth that we should be at, that God is expecting and has set for us. He says that he has given us, we know what we expected in. Our expected in is our salvation. It's the salvation of our souls. It's us waking up in glory. But God has placed so much in us. It's blessing me that I have become a blessing. because I remember my life. And I can't even say before Christ. I remember my life. And if it had not been for God that was on our side, those who abide in Christ have to bear fruit. We know, we spoke about the scripture in 1 Timothy talking about those that mistake gain for godliness, but the fruit of righteousness in your life. We're not talking about material things. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, above which there is no law. But we have to crucify our flesh. Those who have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin. How do I know I'm ceasing from sin? Because my body is going through it. Listen, sin is enjoyable, saints. But listen, there's a joy in serving God that God deposits in your spirit when you're obedient. I never knew that. But it does not negate the fact that there are times when the motions of sin that work in your members try to raise its head. And it's called, I call it muscle memory, flesh memory. It's memories. That's why it's things that we have and proclivities that we've exposed ourselves to, that if it had not been for the deliverance of God, we would have never come out of. Even our desire for that thing was crooked and perverse. It had to be God. But when we're looking in the scripture, entering into the straight gate, I was listening to a broadcast, I think it was on YouTube, and the young lady was talking about all these other gods, and they were naming some names of the gods that they serve and how they know that they're serving God and how it makes them feel and the utopia the jubilee that they get from their gyrations and their chanting and the presence of God, how he fills the room. And I was like, wow, God moves by faith. But as the scripture reminds us, all that came in some other way but not the door, all that gained access to the things of God. Listen, saints of God. Listen, children of God. Listen, people. There are those that have gained access and knowledge into the things of God, but yet did not come through the door. Those are the ones that God said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Gained access into the things of God. Gained access into the presence of God. Spirit was still dead because there was no reconciliation. Gained access into the gifts of God, into the wisdom of God, but whose spirit was still not quickened unto God because of sin and trespasses, who gave their lives a sacrifice unto God, but simply did not obey the scripture and come through the door. What a tragedy. What a tragedy to have the presence of God and don't have God. What a tragedy to have the blessings of God and don't have God. For the Bible says, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life, but the wrath of God abiding on him. We get confused because we're back in Timothy with that mistaken gain for God and mistaken because our lives are okay that God is pleased, thinking that our lives, aren't tragic, that our lives are good. So that must mean that God is okay with my life. But we're not foolish as those that mistake gain for godliness. We're calling out, and the voice that I'm putting out and that I believe that the Lord has me continuing to say over the airways is give your life to God through the man Christ Jesus. You're living a good life. This is for churchgoers. These are for those who say, well, I don't want all that religion. You know, I believe in God. Listen, James tells us that the devils also believe and tremble. There is a place that God has for you, and it's called heaven. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, but yet the Bible says hell enlarges itself every day. Why? Because wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth into destruction. As we said a few weeks ago, enter in. So these are men and women that entered in. Bless you, Connie. Bless you, cuz. And entered in, but were deceived and entered in the wrong gate. Called and is out for those. You have entered into the straight gate. You do believe that Jesus is the sacrifice. You do believe he's the propitiation for sin. But you're continuing to live your life in sin. You say you've accepted Christ. You say you love God, but the Bible says this is the love of God, to keep his commandments. Whatever bracket that you fit in, whether you haven't come in from the door, you believe God, but you have not accepted Christ, or you believe God and you have accepted Christ, but you're not living the life of a Christian. Tonight, this broadcast is just for you. That you would come in at the straight gate. Listen, I'm going to read it again. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. Proverbs 14, for there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I plead with you, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, that you heed this brother's call for repentance on your life, that you would give your life wholeheartedly to Christ, that you, through the mortifying of your flesh, and let me not put a church word in there, through the crucifying, through the death, through the resisting of the life of your own will, that you live a life consecrated unto God through prayer, through supplication. Listen, through many tears. Don't let nobody tell you that once you come, your life will be joyous all the time. Through many tears, through sorrows, through heartbreaks, but they are just but avenues of pursuit. Every pain is an avenue. Hallelujah. Every disappointment is an avenue. Every joy, every victory, every defeat, every tragedy is an avenue of pursuit towards God. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Amen. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, or if you are born again and you need to rededicate your life, you haven't been living the life that you see in the Bible that God has for you. Listen, you can have it in this Bible. And if God doesn't reveal it to you, you can read it from cover to cover and never see him inviting you in. But if you're hearing this call and this call is touching your heart, that's because there's a place for you. The old songwriter says there's room at the cross for you. If you fit in those categories, you've never known that Christ was the way. You never known that he was the truth. You never known that he was the life. And that those that come in other than him, for he is the door. My God. And you never came that way. I want to invite you in. And if you have come, you have accepted Christ into your heart, but you know you need to repent, I'm calling you tonight to repeat this prayer with me. Say it and mean it, and God will do exactly what you ask him to do. We're going to pray. You're going to repeat after me. Then I'm going to pray for you. And then the next voice you hear after that will be of our broadcast director, Brother Rob, and he'll come and give you some information how to correspond with Purpose Kingdom, and we'll continue to move forward. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask it in Jesus' name and to his glory. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and become Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. If you said what you meant what you said, God has done exactly what you asked him to do. Let me pray for you. God, I do thank you, and I bless you for each man, each woman, each boy, each girl that repented and repeated that prayer with me. God, I pray, God, that you will continue to bless them, and that you will continue to strengthen them. God, I pray that you would move by your Spirit in their lives. Holy Spirit, that you would sanctify them in the name of Jesus for your use, for your purposes. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus is against you. Loose their lives, their minds, their appetites. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, burst in them that continued desire for the milk of your word, that they may grow by it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you. We're going to bring on our brother Rob. He's going to come and give you some corresponding information, you know, and some announcements, and then I'll be back with a final word and the benediction.
Amen. Amen. And we just thank you so much, Reverend Williams, you know, for the man of God this hour, for delivering the word that we just received tonight. And one thing, just to, you know, add on to what he just said, you know, if you turn your life over to Christ, we just suggest that you find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that'll nurture you in the word of Christ. And, you know, if you can't find that sanctuary, we're here almost every night, a church without walls, where you can just have that safety sanctuary where you can just nurture yourself in the word of Christ. And, let me just go ahead to the announcements. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us with tonight's show, no matter where in the world you are. We really appreciate your listenership and your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. No matter if you're listening to us via phone or you just listen to us online, we greatly appreciate that. And we just continue to just hope you support us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and we just thank you so much. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live broadcast, you can call into any of our shows and talk to our host. And the phone number to call in is 319-527-6091. All you have to do is press the number 1, and that signals us to let you know that you want to talk to our host. And we greatly appreciate that, and we thank you so much. Okay, and with that being said, I'll just let you know and give you a heads up that Purpose Kingdom Network has its own radio network, which is PKN.com. So please feel free and tell your friends that we do have a radio network, which is PKN.com, which we broadcast 24 hours of music of inspiration. And, you know, feel free to give it a try. And just, you know, invite your friends to give it a try. That's PKN.com. We can hear 24 hours of musical music of inspiration. All right. And we also invite you to like us on Facebook, which is at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And we, from time to time, make our announcements right there at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. So don't forget. And look, check out our advertisements. We do some of our animated advertisements, and man, it's awesome. Just check it out. Okay, and also we do have our archive shows, which is at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. And if you want to hear any of our archive shows, you can simply type in the show name or the host name, and you can hear that show in its entirety, and that's your convenience. And don't forget to tell your friends and family members. We greatly appreciate that. Okay, and also, with God's will and God's blessing, we're going to take a break tomorrow evening, which is going to be Wednesday, but Thursday we will be broadcasting with the Healing Hour at the 9 p.m. hour. And just note the time difference. The Healing Hour is going to be at the 9 p.m. hour, and it's going to be Thursday. We're going to take a brief break tomorrow. So just hang in there with us, and just, you know, make sure you come back with us on Thursday at the 9 p.m. hour. God's will, God's blessing, with the Healing Hour, and it's going to be hosted by Elder Elijah Cooper. All right, and so don't forget, okay? And so it's going to be the Healing Hour on Thursday evening at the 9 p.m. hour, and it's going to be hosted by Elder Elijah Cooper. All right, and with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. I want to turn everything over back into Reverend Aaron and Reverend Williams. Man, thank you. Awesome show tonight.
Amen. Appreciate it. To God be all the glory. Thanks a lot, man. For those who don't know, I've migrated from Philadelphia to Georgia, a town in Georgia. But what I do want to do and start doing, I'm going to definitely start, if I don't start on our next broadcast, which is September the 20th, we'll definitely be there on October, Lord willing, October the 4th, which will be our every other week broadcast. But what I want to do, because the Deliverance Evangelist Church in Philadelphia, which those who I've always pressed for, those who are looking for a Bible-believing teaching church, if you're in the Philadelphia area, to attend under, you know, the auspices, I like saying that word, you know, in the direction of the Holy Spirit, and our pastor, senior pastor, Reverend Glenn Spaulding, you know, but because I know that we do have fellowship churches throughout America and even in India and different parts of the world, you know, that if you're in these areas, what I will do, you know, is start giving out the names of the churches in the areas that we're in. So since I'm in Georgia now, we have a Deliverance Evangelistic Church under Pastor Miles. We have 3 Mile, Pastor Miles, Pastor Miles Senior, you know, and we have 2 other pastors. That's in Augusta, Georgia, and then my pastor in Atlanta. Here is Pastor Harold Krause, Deliverance Evangelist Church of Atlanta. So those are 3 churches. And then, you know, if you're in any area, you know someone, you know, as Brother Rob said, a church that's preaching, teaching the word, living the word, giving you a good foundation, and leading you into that straight gate. We want to make sure, saints of God, that we're not following after man, but that we're following the Holy Spirit. We often say that, you know, in conjunction when we want to do things our own way. But my challenge for you is to, as you're praying, and you're praying in the name of Jesus, as you're coming to God, you're reading his word, and you're honestly talking to him, and you're reading his word, because God and his word is inseparable. We know God not through, you know, osmosis. We know God not through smoke and mirrors. We know God through our relationship in the word of God. And as we grow in grace and the wisdom of God through his word, apart from the word of God, see, because Satan comes anyway. Satan comes in many forms. Satan comes with many doctrines. But if you have the word of God, the word is your defense. And as you study the word of God, you begin to, that relationship begins to bloom, your defenses, your spiritual ears. So when things come up that ain't right, it's because it don't sound right. Listen, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say, and then I'm going to pray and we're going to go out and get up out of here. When I was a child, you could tell me any color was any color. You could tell me yellow was blue. You could tell me red was green. And I would believe it because I was a child and I didn't know. But when I learned my colors, you couldn't come tell me that yellow was orange. You couldn't tell me yellow was lime green. You couldn't even tell me that yellow was a color that was close to yellow if it wasn't yellow, because I knew. And this is how we learn God, through experience, through practice, and through his word. DTW Ministry stands for deliverance through the word. I'm delivered because I abide in his word. I'm delivered because I'm abide into the work of God. I'm delivered because I abide in worshiping God. Not because I did something great, but because he's a great God. Those that want to broadcast with me, God bless you. Share the video. You know, I'll post it to my timeline, but like I said, I speak in faith for those who will hear it, listen to it today, listen to it later, come across it in the future, just browsing. But it will accomplish what God set it out to do. God, we do thank you and we bless you for this broadcast. Thank you for Purpose Kingdom. Thank you for this venue of Facebook and Blog Talk. God, thank you that every word that proceeds out of your mouth is what we would live by. God, this word that we should enter into the straight gate, God, let it rest in our spirit. Let it not allow us to settle for complacency. Let us not settle for mediocrity, but let us have a press in our spirit for maturity, for fervor, for more of you. As we move forward, God, we thank you for putting it in us for more. For we recognize that you're never shown, that you're never known, that you're never acknowledged, but you have to be revealed. And it's because you've shown yourself to us that we want more of you. Thank you for loving us first, that we can love you back. Thank you for showing yourself, that we may see you in the pardon of our sin and accept your salvation. Bless these people, broadcast. Bless Purpose Kingdom. Bless Facebook. God, bless every hearer. Give them ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, saints. God bless you, children of God. God bless you, family. Y'all enjoy the rest of your evening. Praise the Lord.
Jesus lived.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.